best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Carl Thycrib, who actually lives up in Canada, but certainly he's very, very concerned about what's happening to the world monetary system, because it will affect certainly everyone listening to this program. Now, how would we ever get the American people to go into a world monetary system, to give up our own currency, to give up our sovereignty as a nation? Well, you'd have to have some sort of a terrible crisis, wouldn't you? Maybe something like a collapse of our currency. And you have to ask yourself, how could the people in Washington, D.C. have been so stupid as to allow all of these mortgages, selling homes to people who couldn't afford them with nothing down and paying perhaps only interest for 5 years, knowing full well at this time in history those loans would have to be renegotiated and many people would not be able to pay. And then all of these bonds that were made up of the mortgages from subprime lending, you know, would be out all across the world, and the whole world monetary system would begin to contract, and then we're beginning to see this increasingly as banks have lost so much money, they can't loan any more money, and it's increasingly hard to get large loans for development, and everything slows down. Did this happen just by accident, or did it happen by intent? Well, certainly you want to get my little pamphlet on the financial meltdown. It's made up of a number of our newsletters, but Carl has been analyzing this and studying this for a long time and wrote an article that I thought was so important that I asked him to come onto our program and talk about his view of what the future holds, because I think he has a great deal of very important information. Carl, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for the invitation. It's really nice to be back on your show again. I really looked forward to this all week, Dr. Monteith.
Okay, fine. Were you able to dial through from Canada to this
Yes,
station?
I did.
Okay, great. So you pick up the story there.
Okay, no problem. Well, what really got me interested in the idea of a single global currency and the movement towards this wasn't the recent crisis. It was actually something that took place at the International Monetary Fund back in November of 2000. And back in 2000, the International Monetary Fund had a one-day conference with Robert Mundell, who is a leading economist, some say the father of the euro, and other major economists and banking analysts and IMF officials. And the title of the one-day conference was One World, One Currency, Destination or Delusion. And in that conference, they hashed through the whole idea of let's take and find a model that we could use for a single global currency. What is it that we need to pursue? Because at that point, if you remember, the euro was just being introduced. It had only been, at that point, in circulation as an accounting figure, not an actual hard currency, but more like an electronic currency per se. And the IMF was taking a hard look at what we need to do to move either towards a single global currency, or is this just a delusion? Is this something that is impractical, just a utopian dream? And so it was at that point that my ears kind of perked up. Actually, a few months before that, I was a delegate at the United Nations Millennium Forum. And during one of our working sessions on developing kind of different alternative methods of funding the United Nations, somebody at that conference also came up with the idea of let's give the United Nations special drawing rights. Let's give them the ability to form their own currency on a basket of world currencies, almost like you could say a mutual fund of currencies. And the United Nations would therefore have its own economic base to work with. So these are these are some of the events and some of the things that I picked up on already back 8 years ago.
And of course, really, if you've got to have a one-world government, you've got to have a one-world currency. We can't have all these separate countries, you know, having sovereignty and having their own currency.
That's
if we're
right.
going to have a world government, we need a world currency. Would that be sort of the idea?
That is. And Robert Mundell, one of the lead economists who's been pushing for this, he has recognized that. He has been fairly blunt about the idea of a global currency requiring a global political government, a global management system. You know, already back in 1998, my country here, Canada, we had one of our politicians, Lorne Nystrom, who's a member of parliament working with the New Democratic Party. In October of 1998, he already put forward a bill in the Canadian government with the idea of let's put a tax on financial transactions. So let's create a global tax. And his thinking was, and he was very, very open about it, if we could have a global tax, we would therefore have the funding in place for a global government. And this got debated, of course, to some extent, and ended up getting passed. The bill went through. We were one of the first countries, we were the first country on the block to say that when a world tax is necessary to fund a world government, we're willing and ready to put that in place. So obviously the economics of globalization, not just simply in the more classic sense that we think of it as multinational corporations, but in the sense of a world management system. The economics of putting that in place, of a global government, is already being discussed, has already been thought through, at least to some extent. And this shouldn't be a shock to people, except that we seem to really miss out on some of the big picture scenarios that are being given to us.
Well, I think that, you know, people have to understand that this means the end of our Constitution, the end of our freedom. Everything will be regulated by bureaucrats. But, of course, the global currency is a key. And there's even been a recent article in Foreign Affairs magazine, the theoretical journal of the invisible government that fronts for a secret society. CFR is a front for an occult secret society created in 1891. And they, if you read their publications, Foreign Affairs magazine, as I have for 40 years, you get glimpses into what they're really planning. And, of course, one of the things recently was this idea of a global currency. And so they're making lots of plans for it, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, the interesting thing about that particular article, I know which one you're referring to.
Hold that thought. We'll get to it when we get back here at the American Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for Amikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were just talking about the article a few months ago in Foreign Affairs magazine about a global currency. Carl, pick the story up.
Sure. The article is quite interesting. It was published in the May-June 2007 issue of Foreign Affairs, and it was put together by the Director of International Economics at the Council on Foreign Relations. But when you're reading through this, if you've done any amount of research or study on the issue of a global currency, you realize that what they're promoting isn't a new idea. In fact, in many respects, all it was a rehash of some of the thinking that's been going on with some of the leading economists, such as Robert Mundell, such as the Single Global Currency Association, which is a small club, a small group of economists and bankers who are working towards this idea of a single global currency, and they've been hosting conferences every year now for the last, I believe, 4 years, 5 years, on trying to just work through this idea of creating a one-world currency. The thing that kind of strikes you as you do the research into this movement is that a one-world currency almost requires two things. It requires a crisis, as we were talking about earlier. In fact, Robert Mundell in May 2007 at a lecture that he was holding on a global currency said this. He said, "International monetary reform usually becomes possible only in response to a felt need and the threat of a global crisis." So he recognizes we need some type of a crisis or a felt need to push us towards this idea.
Gee, how would we ever get an international global crisis, international monetary crisis? Isn't it interesting that that's just what we're facing today?
It is. It really is. Actually, the Bank for International Settlements, of course, for some of your listeners, they'll know who this is. The Bank for International Settlements is the central bank for the leading central banks in the world, already predicted the, not necessarily the collapse, but the problems that we would be having on the international level because of a credit boom gone wrong. And in September 2003, they released a paper entitled The Great Depression as a Credit Boom Gone Wrong, where they analyze the stock market crash of the 20s and 30s and what that all meant. And the answer or the ideas that came out of that, out of the study, was that we've gone down the same road, or we are going down the same road. We are looking at a credit boom gone wrong at the global level. This is bigger than the stock market crash of the 20s and 30s. This is a monumental upturn, a monumental throw over of the entire system, because cheap credit has flooded the market and we have all followed our human nature, and to some extent I believe it's been a manipulated nature of providing us with every want, desire, and need that we could ever imagine. And so we've gone overboard. We have gone overboard as a country, in terms of the U.S. and Canada. And we've gone overboard as the people around the globe. I mean, buy. We've been given this to us constantly. We need to be able to buy. And so we have. We've gone into debt beyond what we can even begin to comprehend. And it's not just in terms of what the banks have been lending out. It's in terms of what the printing presses has been running for dollars. All the credit that's in circulation, the amount is so staggering, you can't even get a handle on it. And so that is, in essence, the global crisis. It is, in reality, the one thing in the more foreseeable future that would cause us as a world and as nations to say, wow, we need some handle. We need to control this. We need to get a grip on this. And the only way that we can practically do it is to actually amalgamate and go deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole with the idea of maybe there's an escape hatch at the bottom. But that's not going to be the case. We're just going to spiral into this, and we are. We're spiraling into this deeper and deeper and deeper. What's Ben Bernanke's response to recession? Well, print more. Put more credit out there. Allow people to have access to more cheap, worthless currency so that we just buy, and maybe we'll spend our way out of this recession. Dr. Monteith, does this work in your own personal economics? When you see, let's say, your Visa bill is maxed to the limit, do you go out and apply for a MasterCard and max that out to somehow offset your Visa bill?
No. Well, of course, we are very, very careful. We pay off our credits every month. But there's so many people who can't, and they're going deeper and deeper and deeper in debt as far as their credit cards.
Well,
you know,
sure.
Borrowing from one credit card to pay off the debts on another credit card.
And that's what we're seeing happen right now at the global level in the simplest sense. Of course, it's more complex than that, but to understand it in the most simplest context, that's what we're doing.
But, you know, the thing is that the average American has no idea. The United States, which was once the greatest, lending nation in the world, has now become the major creditor nation in the world. We owe more money than any other nation ever has throughout all time, and everything we're doing, the president's latest budget, is just going to run us further into debt.
And, that's right.
You know, we're having to borrow $2.5 billion a day just to pay our debts, and how long can you keep doing that? How long are people going to continue lending your money when what you're going to pay them back with dollars that are of less value because the dollar has dropped and dropped dramatically, and I fear it's going to continue dropping, and with that will be the destruction of the life savings of almost everybody who is listening to this program. And people don't understand finances or how a small group of people manipulate the world currency markets. And the dollar at the present time is targeted for destruction, in my estimation. And with that will come the crisis, but they have a solution. They've been thinking about it for a long time and planning, and that will be the global currency.
And the other side to this is what we're seeing happen right now with regionalizing currencies. The euro is the prime example we have today. But we're talking of the same thing, of course, in North America with the Amero. And in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years at the most, the Gulf Corporation Council, which is a group of Middle Eastern countries, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, and a number of others, are forming their own currency block. That's already been set in stone. That already is happening. And so what we're seeing is that the globe is being cut up into regional zones where nations give up the sovereign ability to control their own wealth, their own currencies, and they pool it together. And so we're seeing that coming alongside of the crisis globally with the currencies, the U.S. dollar, the credit debt problem. And all of a sudden I see down the road, and I don't think it's that far down the road, we see here in North America a lot of pain. We experience a lot of economic pain. And for us, we're going to say, let's amalgamate the peso, the U.S. dollar, and the Canadian dollar, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to solve the problem. And, of course, the rest of the world is doing the same thing. And this is something that the Single Global Currency Association has talked about. This is something that many advocates of a global currency have been discussing. Let's regionalize the world first, and then we have the stepping stones in place to globalize it with a single currency or a single type of monetary system. And it kind of works in lockstep with each other. Crisis, once you have crisis, you give a solution. The solution, of course, takes you to the goal that has been manipulated from the beginning.
And, of course, they create the crisis so that we'll have to move in the direction that they want it. Because they know exactly what they're doing, and you say, who are they? Why, they are the elite. They are the people associated with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, and the other organizations that are founded in the occult dedicated to the idea of a one-world government, the destruction of the sovereignty of America and the freedom of our people, the one-world religion and the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, the coming one-world leader. And believe me, some of the wealthiest people in the world are part and parcel of this movement aimed at the destruction of the dream that once was America. Well, Carl, what can we do? The average individual hears these things and doesn't really want to believe them. Nobody likes to hear bad news. Nobody likes to know that they have cancer. Well, nobody likes to know that their country, the country they love and have worked for and many have fought for, is really almost literally terminal. Unless, of course, there are enough Americans out there who say, we're not going to go along with this because the vast majority of Americans don't want to give up their sovereignty, don't want to give up their freedom. But, gee, what will we do if the economy collapses? We'll have to do something, won't we?
We will. You've asked a good question. What do we do? Dr. Montes, I think the first thing that we do is we get our heads out of the sand. That's pretty tough because it's a whole lot easier to go home after hard days of work. Sit in front of the television, flip on the remote, flip through the channels with the remote control, grab your favorite beverage and veg and do nothing. That's typically what we see happening across the board. But the reality of it is, if we want to do something, first we don't need to know something. We need to understand what is going on. We need to be equipped not just with knowledge, but with intelligence. And of course, we live in the age of information. At least that's what everybody says. And in a sense, we do. We have information coming out everywhere. You just flip on the television, you go on the internet, information, information, information. But, you know, we're not really thinking. All the information in the world doesn't help us unless we can take and boil down the information to its most useful, most tangible, most productive components. It becomes intelligence. We take a look at everything. We find the bigger pictures. We filter through what we need to filter through, and we come up with intelligence. And then, of course, the proper application of intelligence is wisdom. But somehow we've lost that. We've been mesmerized by the mountains of information, and we say, oh, look how smart we are. Look how smart we are. But we're not. We have our heads buried in the sand. So I think the very first thing that we need to do is we need to educate ourselves. Once we educate ourselves, then we can see the magnitude of the problem, and though we cannot, I don't believe, we personally can't do anything probably to stop it, at the very least, it's not a shock to us. We aren't overwhelmed by it. It's something that we understand. When our neighbors and our family and our own businesses are hit by it, at least we have a semblance of understanding. It's going to devastate us, no doubt. It's going to really cause us a lot of concern, no doubt, but at least we won't be ignorant. And I find over and over and over again, one of the big things is we like ignorance. Ignorance feels good. If there's ignorance, there's no accountability or responsibility. Again, that goes right back to the idea of leave me alone with my remote control and my beverage and let me go and veg on the couch and not have to worry or think about these things.
Well, but we're going to have to think about it sooner or later.
We sure do.
And if we put it off until later, then the decision will be made for us.
And for most people, the decision already has been made for them. As soon as they've turned their brains off and as soon as they have walked away from intelligence and wisdom, and God's word is very, very clear about seek wisdom. That's what you need. You need to seek wisdom. Sell gold, sell silver, do whatever you need to sell. Sell whatever you need to acquire wisdom, and don't walk away from it. This is what you need. Of course, God's word has a lot to say about wisdom. But, I mean, until we grasp the situation, it's going to be hard for us to come up with some type of an answer. You're right. And the other aspect to it is debt. How many people are swamped with personal debt? We have so much debt right now at the individual level. When we have these major crises coming into play, what's that going to do? It's going to put a noose around our neck that we can't take off, and already it is becoming that.
And, of course, in anticipation of this, the powers that be, the people of great wealth, got the bankruptcy laws changed here a couple of years ago so people can't walk away from their debt as they did before, just simply go into bankruptcy and then say, well, we'll just have bankruptcy. We'll damage our credit rating for a time, but now we're rid of our debt. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
They don't intend for you to get out from underneath your debt. They know exactly how to control you. And, of course, the laws have changed, and now it's extremely difficult to get rid of your debt. And, unfortunately, more and more Americans are in head over heels. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Carl. And if you have questions, we'll entertain them at 970-689-8255.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning, Carl Tykrup. Carl, do you have a website? Where can people get your information?
We have a website. It is forcingchange.org, forcingchange.org. What we have is it's not just simply an information site. We want to go beyond that. We want to give people some real, very important intelligence. We want to give people an education. And so what we've done is we've put together a monthly, almost like an intelligence-style publication. We have a membership, a subscription that goes with that. And our members will have access already to 12 issues, specialized reports. We've got a growing library of first-source documents behind a second encrypted site. It's become a fairly large and fairly substantial website. So we've been looking at all kinds of things. We've gone down the road already, taking a look at psychological warfare and propaganda. We've been looking at global taxation paradigms and strategies. Right now, the issue that will be coming out, the next one, will be on taking a look at religious universalism. We're doing a huge article on that, going into the details behind the idea of creating a global faith. So it's been a big endeavor, but it's been good. People are really getting educated. We've had a lot of wonderful feedback. People saying, you know, I've never thought of it in these big picture scenarios. And of course, we did the article on a global currency, the one that you were talking about earlier. I know the article that you're referring to, One World, One Money, we have a free section where people can come in and kind of take a look at what we write about, what we talk about. And if they want, they can get a subscription to our Forcing Change publication and have access to the actual article that was put out in a much larger format, where we took a look at what a single global currency would look like with a global central bank, because, of course, you're going to need a central bank to make this work.
And, of course, the central banks are throughout the world, most of them are privately owned.
That's right.
The interesting thing is that the article in Foreign Affairs magazine was talking about a global currency, a privately issued global currency. Who would be these people who would be privately issuing the global currency that would be used by everybody? Well, the same people, of course, who got us into this mess are the people who really run the world. And, of course, what was so interesting in that article was that they were talking about a gold-backed currency.
Mm-hmm.
Gold-backed currency. Well, they told us gold is unimportant. Gold is an ancient relic. Gold has no significance. And, ladies and gentlemen, they tell us lots of things that they just don't believe themselves. They know that you need the discipline of gold to keep from getting into the mess we are today. They took away the discipline of gold to create the crisis to justify the global currency and the global government and the new world religion with the destruction of Christianity. Because you can't separate the spiritual from the financial. Unfortunately, most people don't realize that. But the two of them go together, because behind everything that's going on today are powerful spiritual forces aimed at the destruction of humanity as we know it.
You're absolutely right. In fact, we did an article not that long ago on taking a look at bridging politics and religion for global unification. And it was a review of the Baha'i religion. And a lot of people don't know what the Baha'i faith is all about. But one of the central tenets of the Baha'i faith is the creation of a single world government, a single global money, and a world religion. And they firmly believe that world peace cannot be attained until those three elements are in place. And, of course, they believe that that will come through the United Nations, and they're probably one of the most vocal advocates of United Nations empowerment. And they are one of the largest supporters of the United Nations as a religion and as a religious-based NGO, because they have their own special lobbyist type of organization called the Baha'i International Community. And so they firmly believe, in fact, they're looking forward to the day when we will have a single global system right across the board. But there's some real logical inconsistencies in what that would actually look like. The example with the Bank for International Settlements. If you're going to have a world central bank, you need some type of model to work with. And this is something that the Single Global Currency Association has recognized. So they've been saying we need to take a look at different models. And one of the models for a global central bank, of course, is the Bank for International Settlements. But the Bank for International Settlements, when you go through their charter and you go through their own material, you realize that what you're looking at is an untouchable, unapproachable, unaccountable entity, an entity that is so powerful, has so many immunities that diplomats, typical government diplomats, can't even begin to approach what these folks can do in terms of power. Here's an example. I'm going to read you just one of the special provisions that are in place for the Bank for International Settlements when they put their Chinese branch into place a couple years ago. Here's one of their provisions. Quote, the bank shall not be subject to any form of financial or banking supervision or obliged to implement any form of accounting standard or to comply with any form of licensing or registration requirement, unquote. Wow! That's incredible. Could you do that?
Of course not, but we're not part of the elite. And it's difficult for people to understand there really is an elite. And, of course, they work through these elitist organizations, CFR, Bilderberger's Trilateral Commission, people of great wealth who I believe, of course, many of them have given themselves over to the dark side and been richly rewarded with tremendous financial wealth.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, one day they're going to have to pay for what they've done, unfortunately, for them, because, of course, they will be permanently excluded from relationship with our Lord and will, I believe, of course, spend their lives, eternity, in that place of darkness. But people find that difficult to believe. They don't believe in God. They believe that they can do whatever they want to, but unfortunately, there are consequences for everything we do. And, of course, as we're told in the Bible, fear God and keep His commandments. People don't fear God today, and that's why these people do what they do and create wars and epidemics and, you know, are launching this population control agenda that they have where they've infected in simply the nation of Botswana. 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. But, of course, Botswana is a very rich nation, and they kill off the blacks there. Why, of course, the whites will be able to take over. And there really are people who have a racist agenda because they march to a different drumbeat. They dream a different dream. They worship a different God. And until people understand the spiritual force behind everything that's going on today, nothing makes sense.
No, you're right. You're right.
Well, now, how can people, if they want to subscribe to your publication and get your newsletter, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you go to www.forcingchange.org, but for Radio Liberty listeners, we put a special page in behind our website that would give just Radio Liberty listeners a 30% break on the cost. And so it's forcingchange.org/liberty.
Forcingchange.org, and what's the...
Liberty.
Liberty. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688. This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stanback here. Our guest is Carl Teichrib. Carl, one more time, that website.
Sure. Forcing Change, www.forcingchange.org. And for Radio Liberty listeners, if they want to, they can get a 30% discount by going forcingchange.org/liberty. And that will open up a special page just for your listeners, and they will receive a 30% discount on an annual membership. And that gives them access to every one of our back issues, every new issue that's coming out, numerous specialized reports, audio archives, video feeds, and then a second encrypted page with already many thousands of pages of first source documents. It's a real researcher's treasure chest.
Well, of course, Carl is an excellent source of information. I've watched his work through the years, and I can certainly recommend it to our listeners. And if you're interested in being on the cutting edge of what's going on, Carl's an excellent source of material. Well, where do you think we're going right now as far as the economy is concerned? Every day, why we seem to find more problems. Certainly, the people who've written the derivatives have insured the bonds that are held by so many of our hedge funds and banks and pension funds. It looks like the AMBAC, AMBAC, I believe it is, is going down, and the MBIA, and certainly ACA is already in receivership, and so is one of the other bond insurers. These companies that wrote insurance without any money behind them. And, of course, it's very profitable as long as you can take in those yearly payments, you know, for the insurance you're writing. But when the day comes when suddenly these bonds, people who've issued the bonds can't pay for them, then, of course, the insurer has to pay for them, but they don't have any money. So where are we going next? Is the whole derivative market going to begin to implode, as we've been warning for such a long time?
I think so. The other thing, too, that we're going to be seeing is something The Economist put out in just towards the end of January. I think it was the January 19th issue of The Economist. The front cover was the invasion of the sovereign wealth funds. The idea that all of a sudden China, and they have been doing this, China and other nations are going to be coming in and, you could say, in a sense, dropping huge loads of cash, liquidity into the system, be it into banking, be it into insurance, to try to keep the entire thing floating. And that is already happening. To some extent, that's already going on. But even that will have its limits. Even that will have its end game scenario where either we back away from it, saying we don't want any more of your cash infusion because it allows too much power to be put into the hands of outside entities, or they will simply say you're no longer viable. You're too light. Your backing of your currency is too light. There's nothing there behind it. It's fluff.
Yes, but they're not using their currency.
They're
dumping our dollars.
That's right. Yes.
The only thing we can do is say we don't want our dollars back because we know they're worthless. And at that point, people would say, why should we have your currency then? Your currency is worthless.
Yes, yes. And it's a wonderful way for them to be able to get rid of you could say, worthless dollars. It's terrible to say, but the world has a glut of American dollars in their reserves. And, of course, when the euro came out, a lot of talk was, well, this would become a competitor to the U.S. dollar in the reserve currency system. And it is. And it really has become a major competitor for reserve currencies. But we have gotten ourselves so far down into the hole that there really isn't too many ways out except to dig the hole deeper by regionalizing our currency. And then, well, globalizing would be the next step. Actually, Sarah Perry, who is the director of Visa's Strategic Investment Program, she said in 2001, and it was really an eye-opening statement, she said this regarding Visa, quote, "When Visa was founded 25 years ago, the founders saw the world as needing a single global currency for exchange. Everything we've done from a global perspective has been about trying to put one piece in place after another to fulfill that global vision," unquote. What a powerful statement coming from an institution whose sole purpose, whose sole reason is to give, you could say, unlimited credit to the masses so that we can buy And in essence, we go down in debt, debt, debt. And they already recognized that, there was a pattern here. And we're looking 25 years ago, or actually it'd be a little bit longer from now, because this statement was in 2001, but they were looking back then as, okay, we need a single global currency. We need some form of exchange across the board, and of course, our credit card system is already a form of global currency. It's total debt-based. There's nothing there. I get calls every once in a while, and I'm sure you do, and I know most of your listeners do, from credit card companies. Sign up, sign up. You're going to get great rates, and you can build up your credit. I'm like, I've talked to a few of these guys. I've actually talked to quite a few of them. Of course, they're just usually young people who are telemarketers. They have no clue what they're really involved in. They're just peddling a product in their mind. And I've asked them, I said, you know, this is not really a credit. You're not giving me a credit. You're giving me a debt card. I'm not getting anything out of this. The only thing I'm getting out of it is a larger obligation, a larger debt. And a lot of people are going, whoa, no. This is credit. This is helping you. This is a positive thing. Yeah. Going down the hole, obliging myself to a debting organization, this is somehow a good thing. This is a positive. But unfortunately, the world has been suckered into this. We have this idea that all we need to do is spend our way out of the problem. What I see in the foreseeable future is I see gold rising in value. I see silver rising in value. I see all your basic commodities rising in value because people are going to be flooding towards that, recognizing that wealth isn't attributed to a piece of paper in their wallet. Wealth is attributed to something that is tangible, usable, has a visible and solid use for it. Food, energy, minerals, commodities. It's not going to be. The next wave of wealth transfer isn't going to be made in paper schemes. It's going to be made in the area of tangible products, tangible goods, and primarily commodity-based.
Well, we're out of time. Thanks very much, Carl. We'll look forward to having you on our other programs here in the coming days. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and you really need to understand what's happening financially. If I could make some suggestions, we have a talk. It's called the Financial financial tsunami comes with a syllabus. Gave the talk maybe a year and a half ago, prophesying what's happening today. But you need to understand what derivatives are. You need to understand the carry trade, the implications of the rising price of oil that's taking the money away from the people so they can't spend it on all the other things. They need it for fuel. They need the farmers needed it for their diesel. The airlines are increasing the price of their airline tickets to cover the increasing fuel costs. And all of this is being intentionally precipitated today because, believe me, oil is controlled by, well, the royal family of England largely controls British Petroleum, Royal Dutch Shell. Why, of course, that's the royal family of the Netherlands. And then Exxon and Chevron are the two major oil corporations in the United States. Oh, they're controlled by the royal family of the United States, the Rockefellers. Understand there is an elite that rules the world. David Rockefeller was the vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years, the chairman for 15 years. He today is the honorary chairman, retired, of the Council on Foreign Relations. He created the Trilateral Commission. He is a member of the Bilderbergers. And, of course, if you don't understand what this is about, we have a video of him talking, calling for American Union by 2005. Now, admittedly, the video, you'll hear him talking for half an hour or so. That's the American Union 2005. The timing is off, but they've moved the time up to 2010 to unite the United States with Mexico and Canada and destroy our sovereignty, because these people are traitors to our country. They hate America. They hate our Constitution. And yet, of course, their agents work within our government, swear to uphold our Constitution, and hate America and will destroy it. They're traitors. Well, we also have not only the financial tsunami tape set, the video American Union 2005. We also have pamphlets on the financial meltdown and on the history of money. We think they're important. We'll give you an overview of what's happening. And they're inexpensive little pamphlets. I think they're $3.95 each, plus of shipping and handling. And then, of course, we have the book, The Financial Federal Reserve Conspiracy, by Professor Sutton. His books on gold for investment and gold for survival, the two separate books. And then, of course, the little book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, the story of what happened in France back in 1789 when they tried a fiat money system. Excellent overview of what happens with fiat money systems. Well, let me simply suggest you call our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you want to know who runs the world, you need to get our little pamphlets. There are three pamphlets in the set called The Occult Hierarchy. And we said, not what I say, what they say, because the occultists do have websites, and they will tell you exactly what they're doing and how they have their people working in the financial world, controlling the financial system. So our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you get into the items we've listed, why you can request a copy of the Spiritual Hierarchy, of the workings of the spiritual hierarchy, published by, of all people, the Lucius Trust. Used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, of course. So this is all Luciferian. My number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener.
Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an